Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers and animal lovers of all types, to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host and favorite friend in the studio, Rick Pruse. Welcome back to the show, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Oh, it's always fun to see you in here. Rick, we've got a great show planned this week. We're going to talk with some folks all about animals that shouldn't be pets instead of the ones that should be pets. We've got with us in the first segment a gentleman who has a bear farm, for lack of a better term, up in northern Michigan, and it's quite the story.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those animals that most of us wouldn't even contemplate keeping as pets, but there again, people do, and we have to be concerned about that. So we can talk to this gentleman and kind of learn what does it take to be a bear keeper.
Well, and I can tell you from my own experience out in Yosemite, as a kid, we pulled into the park and a bear climbed on the hood of the car and he was not leaving. And frankly, the only thing that got him off the car was that we were finally smart enough to roll down the window and throw out some food.
Well, and I bet you trained him to have a continued behavior just like that. It's like, I got that one down. Yeah, that's the one thing. One of my employees, Sean Murphy, the one that won the cockroach
Guinness.
Well, not Guinness yet, but hopefully to be Guinness, but world record holder on the number of cockroaches in his mouth. When he grew up, he had a pet bear. I guess that's part of the exposure when you're young to kind of be kind of large and in charge. So, but what was kind of interesting, I called him before the show, and he was saying, listen, those animals are very smart. They are very social, but they're very smart. So unless you really know what you're doing, you know, it's hands off. And that, I guarantee you, that bear figured out that if he jumped on cars, there's one way to get his little burger.
Right. And then we're going to talk with Richard Gibreth down in Boyd, Texas, who has a big cat sanctuary. And again, same kind of thing. These are animals that people should not have.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense when there are so many animals that we can really have a fun exploring relationship. And we can also create environments for animals that are small and appropriate and non-vicious. We better leave these to the experts.
Right. You're right about that. And then we're going to talk with Scott Carter from the Detroit Zoo. So we've got a full lineup here this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.